From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A new CD by Neil Young takes aim at President George Bush and the war in Iraq. The disc is called Living with War. It includes a call for the impeachment of the president and, in another song, a vow to never kill again. It isn't unlike Neil Young to say what's on his mind, be it the song Ohio, about the shooting of the students at Kent State by the Ohio National Guard 36 years ago, or Let's Roll, his song about heroism after the attacks of September 11th. I've only just gotten the record and just finished listening. It's raw, electric, and memorable. Sometimes the mix seems upside down, though. The voice is so far behind the music, and with the words so much a part of this record, I don't know why he'd want to muddy up the message. Well, let's listen to what's obviously going to be the most talked about song on the record. It's called Let's Impeach the President.
Since he sold his old baseball team.
Neil Young. His new CD is called Living with War, and that song was called Let's Impeach the President. Getting others to rally around a good song for a cause is something that banjo-picking political activist Pete Seeger does very well. The folk music that Seeger sang is woven into the fabric of the American songbook, and it will be for a long time to come. Songs like We Shall Overcome, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Oh Mary, Don't You Weep, and John Henry are just a few. Seeger was a musical journalist of sorts, a role that Bruce Springsteen has embraced at times. Springsteen tells stories with detail, a hallmark of great folk music. In 1997, he recorded a few tunes made popular by Pete Seeger. After the sessions, he wanted to learn more about Seeger, so Bruce Springsteen came home with an armful of Seeger records. Truly inspired by these records, Springsteen's just recorded a disc called We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. Fired up live and passionate performances, including this version of John Henry.
John Henry, his hammer had died low, low. John Henry laid down his hammer and died. Well, now John Henry, he had him a woman by the name of Polly Ann. She walked out to those tracks, picked up John Henry's hammer, and Polly drove steel like a man. Lord, Lord, Polly drove that steel like
Bruce Springsteen, and a song about man versus machine, the fictional but legendary character John Henry. This song got its start in the oral tradition in the 1870s, made famous certainly by Leadbelly in the 1940s, and later by Pete Seeger. That version, recorded live with no rehearsals by Bruce Springsteen and more than a dozen musicians, can be found on a new CD called We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. Our love for the band Secret Machines is hardly a secret for anyone visiting the All Songs Considered archives. We featured them three times on the show, including a live concert that's still available on our website. The band started in Dallas. They're a trio with two brothers. Brandon Curtis sings, plays bass, and keyboards. Brother Benjamin is the guitarist, and Josh Garza is the drummer. Their new CD is called 10 Silver Drops. The band has two strengths. They can be ethereal some of the time, and they can also pound out a tune. 10 Silver Drops has both qualities, though not to the extremes of some of the earlier work, so it's less ethereal and a bit less rocking. This song's called All at Once, It's Not Important.
Underneath
10 Silver Drops, the name of the CD, by Secret Machines, and that song was called All at Once, It's Not Important. Another band from Texas, this time from Austin, finds inspiration in the music of Led Zeppelin and at times the twang of 50s guitar great Duane Eddy. They're called the Black Angels. Their debut CD is called Passover, and this tune's called Young Men Dead.
Too afraid to die. Oh, hold on tight, so hold on tight, you're too slow.
The band from Austin's called the Black Angels with a song from their first full-length CD, Passover. You heard Young Men Dead. And now for something completely different. It's the music of the Ramones played on the steel drums. Yes, those ubiquitously happy sounds more often heard in Caribbean carnival music are now heard in the mosh pit playing tunes like Pinhead, I Want to Be Sedated, and Rock and Roll High School. It's all the brainchild of percussionist Tracy Thornton. He plays all the instruments. Let's hear Blitzkrieg Bop. Tracy Thornton does it all right there, not much more to say, except you've got to see him do this. And you can at our website, a video performance of Blitzkrieg Bop from a CD called Pan for Punks, a steel pan tribute to the Ramones. Not sure how this wound up on my desk. Perhaps it was the All Things Considered visit to New Orleans in March. Anyway, a CD by the New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra made me smile. You may have heard their soundtrack music in Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway, or maybe you heard them performing the All Things Considered theme back then in March. Doesn't matter. Just listen to the Hot Tamale Man, and for the next 2 minutes, 28 seconds, all your troubles will be gone.
Tamale Man. They know just what he's selling, 'cause he comes down Main Street yelling, here comes the Hot Tamale Man. Watch him Charleston down the line, shout, my God, red hots. Come on, boys, you're just in time for red hots. That's what. Dark folks, get out your money, he needs choosies for his honey, here comes the Hot Tamale Man. Thank you.
fun music. The New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra doing Here Comes That Hot Tamale Man, a song originally recorded in 1926 by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra. The New Leviathan CD is filled with recently recorded hits from the 20s and 30s, songs such as When It's Sleepy Time in the South, When You're Smiling, and Wolverine Blues. In the 1930s and 40s, Shanghai was known as the Paris of the East. A beautifully packaged CD takes you back in time with music and sound from Shanghai that includes new and old recordings. You can hear the sounds of marketplaces, bands playing at hotel bars, klezmer music, American jazz, and some gorgeous music from China, including this song titled The Moon Over the Fountain. Thank you. Our program is produced by Robin Hilton. Drew Reynolds engineered the show. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.